This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Broadcasting and streaming live all across America, this is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HometalkUSA.com. One of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Yay! Welcome, America. That's right. This is the Invent America segment of our show. We want to welcome all of you, along with my co-host, Miss Rita Crompton. She's on the line right now. Hey, Miss Rita, how you doing?
I am fine. It is so nice to hear your voice.
Yes, it is. We've been having a great time with this Invent America segment of our show. It's very important that we focus on trying to help these young inventors, these inventors that maybe have a great idea, maybe they might not know the path to take, and maybe getting their invention to the market. And that's where your company, InventALady.com, InventALady, comes in, right?
Exactly right. And one of the things that we look at is, you know, I've learned over all these years that every American at any age can be an inventor. It doesn't matter if you are 65 or 15. You can be an inventor. And we see the range on that of just new improvements to existing products. It is so exciting. America invents because we invent America. And, you know, you can look at those words and play off them a dozen different ways. So, you know, it's really important because, you know, that inventing industry has become, you know, kind of predatory. And that's one of the things that we're going to talk about after the first of the year is what do you need to be careful of? But one of the things that we're trying to do here is help inventors make the right choices. You know, you can buy your way out of almost any problem in America, but it's not fun because it usually costs a lot of money. So we want to be able to avoid that because those dollars in the inventing world are really precious.
Before we get into new business and our guests for the week, any announcements you want to share with us? I know we have the trade show coming up, the International Building Show, the National Hardware Show, the Kitchen and Bath Show has combined all three shows together. It's going to be in Las Vegas this year, I think the middle of January towards the end of February. Is that correct?
Well, the show is going to be January 31st, February 1st, and February 2nd. So it's a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and it will take the entire convention center. It's going to be huge. And this is the first time they've combined all those shows, so it's exciting to be able to go, because if you're an exhibitor in one, if you go with us as, you know, part of the InventorLady team, then you can access all of the shows. And one of our guests today is Debbie McManus, and she is an account executive with the National Hardware Show. So she's going to be talking about some details. We still have 5 spots open on the Inventor Lady team. So if you're an inventor out there and you are patent pending and you have proof of concept prototypes, or you're even at the point where you could take orders, get in touch with me, because once our spots are full, they're full, and that's about all we can do with it. So we've still got some openings. Would love to have all of those American inventors out there who are getting teed up and ready to show off. Join us.
Now, I've been getting swamped on young inventors that's been listening to a new segment of the show. Pretty much they want to know the process of how to get on the show. As you know, we do not charge. And I want to mention that to my audience. None of our guests that we have on is paying for any time to come on this radio program. Is that correct? So there's no fee. We're not a pay-to-play network, right?
Exactly, exactly. There are no fees for our inventors. Now, we are looking for sponsors. So if you're a service provider out there and you're saying, I want to be part of this, then by all means, get in touch. But for the inventors, you're exactly right. There is a form on the Inventor Lady website. When you click on then the radio show part of that, where they can fill out a form, it drops right into my email database, and I can see everybody that's put information in there. And as we go through then the different topics, what we will do is reach out and say, all right, this is the topic that we're talking about. Where are you in the process? And there's some questions there, so we kind of have an idea. But if somebody wants to participate with us, we are looking for guests.
And again, I want to make a point. You don't have to have your product ready. I mean, you might want to come on and just, even if you have an idea, without exposing your idea, but maybe we can help you come on the show and guide you on what you need to do in the process. So we're not limiting to somebody that is distribute ready. You follow me? We open the doors to everyone, right? We want everybody to participate.
Right. And for anybody out there that's, a little bit, concerned about it, or they figure they're not quite ready, they can join us at the Inventor Roundtable meetings because, again, they're free and they're virtual. There's the Inventors Roundtable Virtual West coming up this Thursday, but they're always on the second Thursday. And then there is another one called Inventors Roundtable Virtual East. We're not doing one in December because it would fall right during that Christmas holiday. But they're on the fourth Mondays of every month, and they're free. And a lot of times we will have guests on the Inventor Roundtable meetings who were guests on the radio show. So people then can say, well, I wanted to ask you about this invention and what'd you do and stuff. So now they can actually see then some of the sponsors on the virtual meetings, and they can talk to some of the guests that we've had on. So it's a great kind of, circle that we have created where they, they can hear something, they can get on, they can actually talk to these people, not necessarily face-to-face across the table, but certainly, virtually. And then they can participate with us as well, for the guest spots.
Yeah, and what I like to do in 2023 is find someone in the beginning stages of this, and I want to monitor them and track them as they go through the whole process. I know that's going to be hard to do, but I think between me and you, we can do this. So where we could take a company that's already applied for their patent, or maybe going to apply for the patent, or maybe they got their patent pending process protection, as you call it. What do you call it again when you have to apply to just protect yourself before you even get the patent? Use that term.
Well, you can file the provisional patent application.
The provisional patent application. That's
correct.
What I'm talking about. Yeah. So
yeah, like you can file the provisional, and then you've got a year to kind of fine-tune your design work, maybe start getting something out there. And for a lot of inventors, a lot of them will be going with us to the National Hardware Show, and that's all they have filed is a provisional. But now they can get information about pricing. They can get information about packaging. Yeah. The interested parties that may want to participate with them as distributors and manufacturers. And those are all important things that, for inventors in the early steps, that it's so expensive to do some of that. And this gives them an opportunity to really gather that information.
Don't you think it'd be a good idea maybe to monitor one of these and maybe every other month get them on and say, hey, this is...
Yeah,
maybe keep interviewing them in the process and wear that in the process to help other people. Because the whole goal of this show is to really help young inventors to bring their product to market. Because when that's done, it just makes this whole country strong again as we manufacture in this country, as we develop in this country, as we invent in this country, instead of offshoring all the stuff overseas and making other countries rich on our expense, Well, Rita, hold on right there. We got some guests coming up, but don't go nowhere. Along with my guest, Miss Rita Crompton. Miss Rita Crompton, I apologize. Invent a Lady herself. I am the Cajun contractor, Michael King. You're listening to the Invent America Show.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
Yeah, welcome back. That's right. I'm the Cajun man from the Bayou Land, the originator, not the duplicator. Please don't accept no substitutions. Man, I was green before green was even cool. We got some exciting announcements we're going to be making at the end of the show, so stay tuned right here. But this is the Invent America part of our show, and where we're talking, trying to helping all the great inventors out there, trying to get their product to market and kind of give them an education and a path to success. And one of the missing links that we never talk about is these trade shows, these professional trade shows, these consumer trade shows. And I need to tell you, that's where I became first noted. Right, Rita, when you first found me a long time ago doing my radio program from the National Hardware Show when it used to be in Chicago, Illinois, a long time ago. People don't remember that. It was in Chicago. It wasn't in Las Vegas or Orlando. That was, it was in Chicago.
Yeah, oh. Chicago. Yes, and that was a long time ago. And, you know, we've talked, you know, through the show now about some of the early stages and the intellectual property and all of that. But, you know, today we're talking about the fun part. You know, how do you get to that fun part of being able to show off? And the best place to show off, Michael, is at a professional show. And so that's what we want to talk about, is how do you use, at this point, a lot of people have kind of spent through their budget. So what is the best use of the few marketing dollars that are left? And it's going to a professional show.
Great. I think you have Miss Debbie McManus. She's on the line right now, right? Why don't you introduce her?
Yeah. Hello? Yeah, hello.
Debbie McManus has been my account executive for over 10 years. She's been with the company over 20 years, and she helps me set up the best presentation that I can have at any given time. So, Debbie, one of the things that we want to, first of all, thank you so much for giving up some time this afternoon to join us. But a lot of inventors don't understand. They think, well, I'll go to this show that's, you know, downtown, anywhere. So tell us, what is the difference between a professional show and a show that's open to the consumer?
Okay, yeah. A professional show, better known in the trade show world, it's called a B2B show. And a B2B show, the attendees are professionals. And with a National Hardware Show, those professionals are retailers. And those people have decision-making power. They have decision-making power about what happens within their stores, and it opens new business opportunities. A consumer show is better known in the trade show world as a B2C show. And so that can be, you know, that can be a state fair. That can be a Comic-Con. The people there are passionate about products, but they might not, you know, they wouldn't have the buying power that retailers would at a professional show. There's a lot more opportunity to grow your business at a professional show, at a B2B show.
Right, because when you're talking to one person at the professional show, it's a B2B show, you're talking to someone who's representing now, you know, hundreds of consumers, or, you know, 1,000 different retailers, as opposed to one consumer buying one of your products.
Correct. Yep. There's a lot more opportunity for professionals, for the B2B.
Right, right. And that's so important for an inventor to be able to talk to, you know, 10 retailers rather than 10 consumers.
Correct. Yep. Exactly.
So, makes a big difference. And there's usually a lot more media there doing coverage as well. And that media then goes out all across the country in a variety of ways. It's just like home talk there, you know, going out over syndicated channels nationally as opposed to one local station covering it.
Yes. Yes, that's correct.
So what is the benefit then? Why is going to that professional show the best use of advertising dollars? I mean, when I look at what an inventor can spend hiring a marketing firm as opposed to going to a professional show, it's incredible.
Yeah, I mean, being at the show, it's going to give you the opportunity to connect with these industry professionals for 3 days under one roof. If you were to do that on your own, I mean, you wouldn't be able to. First of all, logistically, you wouldn't be able to. You'd have to make appointments, which are difficult and near impossible to get with companies, and make appointments and fly there, and it's just much more of a challenge. When you're at a trade show under one roof for 3 days, people can find you because they know you're there. You know, they're looking at the website exhibitor list beforehand. And then also, they can find you just by chance, which they might not have been looking for you. And they see you just by chance because your product and you were physically at the show and they got to see you.
Debbie, hold on that thought right there. There's the music. Sure. I got to step away. Can I hold you for the next segment, though? Don't go nowhere, okay?
Sure.
All right, we're talking to Debbie McManus. She is with the National Hardware Show. She's an account executive over there. We're talking about how important it is to display your product or services at one of these national professional shows. All right, Rita, we're going to take a short break right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network, streaming live at the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNlive.com. I'm the Cajun Man along with the Inventilator. We're going to be right back. Wrapping up. Y'all come back now, you hear?